Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And we welcome the governor of the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Hunter Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Tom Wolf. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, sir.
We want to jump right in.
Before you start, how's the weather out there?
Well, we're okay today. We hit 40 yesterday. First time in 3 weeks. If we hit 50 tomorrow, it will be the first time in 2021. So we're making progress.
I think spring is on the way. That's all I can say.
Amen. So, Governor, what have we done in the past couple of weeks to improve the distribution of vaccines through your eyes in Harrisburg in the state of Pennsylvania?
We're doing a number of things, but we need to improve. I mean, there's no question about it. Again, as I've said before, the chief constraint is the supply. I mean, we have right now about 4.5 million Pennsylvanians who are in line to get the vaccine, and if they need two shots, that's about 9 million vaccines we need. We've gotten about 3 million, I think. So, you know, even if we were doing a perfect job, which we are not, absolutely not doing a perfect job, we're far from it, we'd still have that problem with supply. But that's increasing, it's improving, and I think we'll make some progress. The federal government will make some progress there. In terms of what we can do, I created a bipartisan task force, legislators, Republicans and Democrats, and members of my administration, including me, a very small group, and we are working with outside consultants. We're working to bring in folks from the private sector, logistics, the medical community, education, and others. To be part of this, actually we meet at least twice a week. Last week we met three times, and the goal is to improve where we are. Just to give you some sense of how things are going right now, in the United States, the percentage of allocated doses that have actually been used at this point is 84%. Pennsylvania is at 77%, so we need to improve. The percentage of the population that has gotten at least one shot is 13% of the population nationally. In Pennsylvania, it's 13%, so we're average. In terms of the nation, the percentage of the population that has gotten two shots is 5.7%. We're at 4.9%. Again, we need to improve. So I don't want to just be average. I want to be above average. So we have work to do. We're meeting again today. We've done some things to improve communications with providers. We need to do a better job there. We need to make it more accessible for communities that are hard to get, shut-ins, communities of color. We need to make sure that when we have the vaccines, that we have the mass vaccination sites set up so that anybody who wants a vaccine can get it. When it comes to the nursing homes and long-term care facilities, we are very close to completing that. Actually, we just followed the federal pharmacy partnership with CVS and Walgreens selected hospitals, and they have taken care of frontline healthcare workers in hospitals as well as staff and patients in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. I think we have gotten 100% of the nursing homes first and second shots. We have 100% of first doses in all long-term care facilities. There are about 500 total in the state. And we are moving up in terms of the second doses in the long-term care facilities. So we're making progress, but we still have we still need to improve.
Okay, so you have a big day, the big meeting today to clear that up. Yesterday, you had a big announcement, the back-to-work PA plan, and that's your plan to boost economic growth in Pennsylvania and invest in upgrading workforce skills and aiding with pandemic recovery efforts. It also involves a tax increase or a new tax on
new tax.
New tax. Can you explain who will pay that and why it's important, and will it inhibit growth?
The answer to the second question is no. We're the only major gas-producing state in the country without a severance. It's called a severance tax or extraction tax. And I've been proposing it every year I've been in office. Again, a severance tax is a tax that is paid for by the folks who buy the gas. So it's wherever the gas is where it comes out of the ground, they pay a tax. So that's what they do in Texas. Texas industry actually brags each year about how many billions of dollars the industry contributes to roads and bridges and schools in Texas. And the neat thing about a severance tax is it's mostly paid by out-of-staters. 75% of the natural gas produced in Pennsylvania right now is actually consumed outside of Pennsylvania, which means that since it's embedded in the price of the product, as the gas we buy is when it comes from out of state, the people who pay the tax to improve our roads and bridges and schools will be out of staters. So I've tried to address various needs each year with a slightly different proposal each year in terms of what the severance tax would be. And last year and the last 2 years, I guess, I tried severance tax as sort of the foundation of the Renew PA infrastructure investment. I have a lot of other sources and ways to fund those things that I have found. But I think we really needed to take our, as I said yesterday, our destiny into our own hands and say, yeah, there's going to be, you know, some stimulus money coming from the federal government, but we need to take our own destiny into our own hands and say, let's regardless of what happens in Washington, Pennsylvania is going to direct money to improve the ability of Pennsylvanian businesses and communities and workers.
Wouldn't that result? I'm sorry, sir. Wouldn't that result in a higher heating bill for people that use natural gas, though, here in the state?
No, that's just it. The price of gas is set by the market, and every gas company that mines or gets gas from every other part of the world pays a severance tax. So it's already embedded in the price. What happens with Pennsylvania not paying a tax is that the folks who sell Pennsylvania gas are able to sell at market price. And one cost that everybody else has that Pennsylvanian gas produced in Pennsylvania don't have is that severance tax. The folks who bring gas out of the ground now don't pay property taxes. There was an argument some years ago that they pay, you know, corporate and income tax, all that kind of stuff. We checked. And the Department of Revenue claimed last year the entire gas industry paid $37 million. This is something that Pennsylvania has been given a free ride now for how many years have we been pulling gas out of the ground in Pennsylvania? And think of how many billions of dollars better off our schools, roads, and bridges might have been had we been taxing this.
Well, I know the industry, and I understand why they push back on the tax, certainly, but the federal government seems to have started to suppress the natural gas industry anyway with some of the drilling bans and all of that. So it's kind of the double whammy for the energy industry. Or how much of an effect is the federal government going to have on their ability to make money in Pennsylvania?
I'm not sure. I think that you're talking about the Biden administration put a ban on fracking in public lands.
Is that all it is? Is
I think so. Yeah, that's all. Unless you know something I don't know here. He backed off during the campaign any promise to ban fracking. And Pennsylvania is the second largest producer of natural gas in the United States, second only to Texas. So, you know, we have a healthy industry, and it would be really stupid to do anything to harm the industry, but, you know, would be a good thing to take advantage of that, of having that industry here. I mean, that is a natural resource that we have here in Pennsylvania. And it would be really a nice thing if the folks who actually drilled, I think, have a vested interest in making sure their schools and roads and bridges benefit from this natural resource that we have here in Pennsylvania. That's all the severance tax would be. And I think that's why, if you look at the other states that have, like Texas, I mean, we're not talking about left-wing states here. Alaska, Wyoming, Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, they all have severance taxes. Pennsylvania is really the odd state out, and basically what we've been doing is been played for other people are benefiting from us. When we buy gas that's not coming out of Pennsylvania, we're paying their taxes, and I'm not sure that we ought to keep doing that unless we're also asking the folks in Texas and Alaska, Wyoming, and Oklahoma to pay our tax.
And yesterday, a different subject here, yesterday, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed legislation to legalize adult-use marijuana, among other things. You tweeted that PA should be next, and it needs to happen. Today, you tweeted that you want us to tell our state legislator to get a bill legalizing adult-use marijuana to your desk. Why is it so important? What would it mean, and what are the benefits?
Well, I suspect there's a lot of marijuana use being going. In fact, I suspect that now that New Jersey has made it legal, there'll be a lot of Pennsylvanians. I think about 30% of our population lives within an hour of New Jersey. Be a lot of Pennsylvanians who are going to New Jersey to buy recreational marijuana legally. And when they do that, they're going to be paying the tax, again, to New Jersey, to help New Jersey schools and roads and bridges. I think we ought to be doing that right here. It would help our farming community, would give them another cash crop, and it would create hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know how many dollars, but lots of money that we could use for things to improve the quality of life in Pennsylvania. This would not turn on a switch and all of a sudden people are going to be starting to use recreational marijuana. They've been using it for decades. It would just be that the Pennsylvania starts actually getting some benefit from it.
Well, as always, Governor, we appreciate your willingness to come on and address these questions. We thank you, and stay safe. We'll talk to you in March.
That's right. Yeah.
When it's balmy and 50.
Look, I hate to say it, but I think the groundhog was right.
So, yeah, I think so, too. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
We appreciate your time. Governor Tom Wolf on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!